All right, here we go. Republic Podcast Network. Welcome back. Been another week of the cascading sequence of events. Looks like, you know, the vice is tightening. Gotta love the gas prices and the orchestrated shortages, the orchestrated supply chain disruptions. People are really, really starting to feel it. Big old melee at this Mexican soccer game, just corpses laying around, like up 17, 18 people just get mauled. Man's inhumanity to man. The end times, men will be without natural affection. Cruelty to children, animals, each other, the weaker sex. No, I know I'll get in trouble for saying that one, won't I? Basically, chivalry and gentlemanness. These things are being purged out of our society, and we are getting more and more bestial, B-E-S-T-I-A-L, more like beasts. And we're seeing footage, all kinds of footage coming out of the Ukraine. The big one floating around was Jim Stone floated around, and a husband and wife, I guess, coming upon a bunch of people that were murdered, allegedly trying to get out of the country. I mean, this stuff, the propaganda is so thick. It is so pervasive that it's just mind-blowing. And, you know, I got into it with somebody, and this person's a normie. They don't know anything about, you know, all the things that we in this kind of sector know about. And first thing is, he just went into Putin's a madman and so forth and so on. That dude's crazy and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, you need to turn the television off. And then he proceeded to say he doesn't watch television or whatever, but he's parroting the television talking points. So I'm like, well, where do you get your information? Let's see. That's how I can pinpoint somebody real quickly. Okay, what are your trusted sources of information? What is where's somebody that's been known over time to get it more right than they do wrong? Who do you trust? And these kind of people cannot answer the question. That's how you get somebody and you get to the heart of the matter very quickly. Just be like, okay, well, who's your trusted sources? What sites you go to? What authors do you read? What people behind microphones doing talk radio do you listen to? You know, like, let's name some names. Let's go back and forth. And they can't. Unfortunately, you know, we're in the crux of this idiocracy to the point where it makes all of us sitting ducks, no matter whether we are or not, due to the fact that the overwhelming majority of our fellow human beings right now, in a lot of, especially in our country, though, are zombified. And the quaxines aren't helping. So we've had this massive data dump on Pfizer. They're talking, what, 1,200 and some odd, almost 1,300 adverse events connected with taking these injections. up to a 3% death rate. I mean, just think of COVID or whatever this thing they decided to roll out on us, the common cold, Jack. You know, this whole HIV splice and all these things that they talk about that went into this allegedly and all that. This chimeric biological agent that got sent out, I guess, into the world. Just think if there was a 3% death rate, just pre-vaccine, right? But now, you know, they just, the whole Event 201 and operation and everything was to warm people up to the genetic sabotage injection. Now the guy from Bayer Pharmaceuticals, you know, and they're Bayer's, they bought Monsanto, by the way. And so the world headquarters for Monsanto was here in St. Louis, and now it's Bayer. And I actually have a family member that is a normie, and he works for him. And this guy's basically like, yeah, we would never been able to do these, introduce these genetic manipulative, let's just say concoctions. They call them therapies. Quit using the damn word therapy if you're in our sector. Something that's therapeutic is it's positive. It's a therapy. You know, you break your leg, you go to therapy, you know, physical therapy. That's a positive word. Why would we ever use gene therapy as something? That's why I use the word sabotage, genetic sabotage. I used to use tampering, but tampering wasn't strong enough. I like the word sabotage, genetic sabotage injection. At least use that. I mean, there's probably stronger words. I mean, genetic annihilation injections. I mean, I don't know. But I really, you know, all these people that in our world still using the word therapy, gene therapy. It ain't nothing therapeutic about it. It's sabotage. So anyway, so this big Pfizer dump, this was massive this week, and, you know, everybody was reporting on it and so forth. Well, another big one that it kind of flew by a lot of people, but this one's big too. And then, listen, with the Smith-Mundt Act and all that stuff that happened under Obama, basically opened the floodgates for domestic propaganda by our military / intelligence organs to be laser beamed right at the domestic population. I mean, it's always been done. Come on, these people, you put a law on the books that restricts some of these alphabets' power. Do you think that they give a rat's ass if that law's on the books? Please. This thing's been rogue for so long. I mean, just think about the stuff in the 90s under Clinton with Ruby Ridge and Waco and Elian Gonzalez. I mean, this whole thing with Janet, Johnny Reno. But just think about under Reagan with Daddy Bush running the show. I mean, and you even get, you know, before that when the Trilateral Commission was created, you almost had a Rockefeller get to the presidency. Just, you know, this thing's been going on for a long, long, long time. People can argue that it goes all the way back and, you know, Treaty of Paris and all that stuff and Constitution itself versus the Articles of Confederation. We listen to these people talk about this all the time, and it's interesting. But, you know, I grew up in middle America, and whatever you got to say, the cops and so forth, they respected the rights of the people a lot more than they do now. But they were doing the army was spraying chemicals on the population of St. Louis in the 50s. I mean, think about Tuskegee and all the nuclear experimentation, putting the troops out there and popping off bombs and you know. So another thing and I'm going to get back to where I was going, but another thing that's been massive in various circles is the whole nuclear, let's just say, paradigm. You know, you had Ralph Epperson and you have all these other people in various, let's just say, sections. Nukes are fake. Okay, so you got the nukes are completely fake section. Then you've got the nukes can only be detonated on the ground, and they can't be, you know, like air drop from the air. Then you've got the people that say, well, only the United States has nukes. I mean, it's so crazy out here. And then you got the guy that's on old school videos, allegedly, what did he have in his hands, like plutonium or uranium, holding it in his hands, and then he puts it in his mouth and all that stuff. I mean, this stuff has been, you know, or out here for so long. There's so many opinions just about nuclear energy / warfare, the abilities for these things to happen, and just with Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the theories that these things were done from the ground, you know, and your Jesuits were there and all that stuff. I mean, it's just so deep when you get into all of the various paths that conspiratorial, let's just say, researchers / disinformation agents, because there's plenty of those in the game too. People that want to purposefully mislead people off into arguments. Just think about 9/11. Micro nukes, nanothermite, directed energy weapons, all that stuff. And then all the arguments that ensued around 9/11, how the towers were dropped and Building 7 was dropped and blah, 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 blah. What, you know, micro nukes in the basement and all this stuff. Nanothermite, you know, it's fascinating to watch. And we're seeing it now with the Ukraine, where there are so many agents of disinformation, which is purposeful. Misinformation is just, hey, you're misinformed. You're spreading misinformation because you got lied to. I mean, think about this. The stuff just about Chernobyl right now. Stories all the way from Putin stepping in and protecting these nuke plants and so forth to the elites hiding servers and things under the plants, dumbs being there, deep underground military bases, child rescue operations are going on because the Ukrainians and you know, Sleepy Joe and Sleazy Joe running all these pedo networks out of Ukraine. And now I'm seeing it over in a few places that Putin had to act because they were about to start a nuclear war on, you know, Russia. You know, so there's so many things. Like, this is from TelusurEnglish.net. NATO planned to launch a war against Russia. And so the Russian government, and this is from March 4th, the Russian government decided to stop this situation, restore order in Ukraine, wrote Nikolai Azarov, who served as Ukrainian prime minister 3 times. Through a message posted on Facebook on Friday, former Ukrainian prime minister Nikolai Azarov claimed that the NATO planned a nuclear attack against Russia, taking advantage of the existence of geopolitical problems with Ukraine. NATO was planning to launch a third world war using nuclear weapons against Russia, and the main role in this was given to the current American-dominated ruling elite in Ukraine and the nationalists. Since December 2021, Russia has been receiving information about NATO's plans to deploy 4 military brigades on the territory of Ukraine, he added, explaining that an air brigade has the ability to carry nuclear warheads. NATO wanted approval of this deployment of troops in the summer of 2022 at a meeting of the United Nations Security Council, Azarov said, recalling that the organization sought to provoke a launched large-scale military operations against Russia with the use of nuclear weapons. In order to prevent the Third World War and the attack on Russia with the use of nuclear weapons, the Russian government decided to stop this situation and restore order in Ukraine. Okay, so that's one kind of report. Okay, now this is up on Veterans Today. You know, very, very interesting outfit there. Report, Ukraine planning nuclear test when Russia crossed the border. So they're saying it was just a nuclear test. So out of South Front, Ukraine was secretly developing nuclear weapons and was close to obtaining them, Russian media reported on March 6, citing a source with knowledge of the situation in Russian security structures. From VT, Ukraine asked NATO for air cover when Russia chose to attack Ukraine's nuclear weapons facility in Kharkiv. There, Israeli scientists working with former Soviet nuclear scientists sent from the U.S. and bolstered by critical stockpiles of polonium and other materials sent from the U.S., Ukraine has been building new hybrid dirty bombs and was nearly ready to test. Okay? So there's, you know, interesting kind of stuff out here with the dirty bomb stuff, and I mean I'm seeing this over at a few different places. Okay, state of the nation: is Putin poised to expose the globalist COVID genocide scheme? Okay, so now the people have been thrown out, the chatters out here, that Putin is going to, remember all the stuff, Putin was going to expose 9/11 throughout all these years with the buildup of Trump and everything and so forth and so on, didn't really happen. And now Putin's going to expose the globalist COVID genocide scheme. But they had the passport crap going on in Russia, the Novavax, or not the Sputnik vax, and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, it's hard to really buy a lot of this stuff. It's interesting to look at it all. But back to the article that I was going to jump on here. Fox News and Newsmax took Biden money to push deadly COVID vaccines to its viewers. Corporate news outlets did not disclose the money they took to push dangerous drugs to their conservative audience. Well, this went on, it went all over the place, all over the media, left and right. And so this character, Chris Pandolfo at The Blaze, revealed that his organization had filed FOIA requests regarding the Biden administration's covert funding of the deadly new vaccines and the American corporate media. What they discovered will certainly shock you, and it's a crucial story that our corrupt media will work hard to make the least covered and least discussed news story of the year. So the federal government paid hundreds of media companies to advertise the COVID vaccines while those same outlets provided positive coverage of the vaccines. Well, remember when we were reading stories about even like low-level influencers like on Instagram and probably Facebook and YouTube and so forth, all with the vaccine rah-rah-rah, they were probably getting paid too. We saw these reports throughout the last couple of years that people were all getting, hey, it was a big money trough. Think about this amount of money that with Trump and Biden combined, how much money they just dumped into the system. All this Warp Speed money. You don't think the Warp Speed money went to all of these blah, blah, blah under Trump? I mean, come on. And then Biden just continued it. This is continuity of government. This is the uniparty. Okay? This is how this rolls. Why do you think that everybody's in bed together with this Ukraine, this narrative? Maria, what's her name? Abramovich. Marina Abramovich, the Satanist Jewess, Rothschild's little buddy there, and the Rothschilds, and Soros, and Hollywood, the entire left, Lindsey Graham, Sean Hannity. I mean, think about this uniformity of paradigm, all jumping in together, that the Ukraine is good and Russia's bad, and not to say that Russia is not a controlled element in this thing, and Putin and the rest of it, with his Chabad-Lubavitch connections and his World Economic Forum stuff and all that. Now, I'm going to say this. You can't judge another person's heart, and when it comes down to the nitty-gritty in your country, and so forth and so on. I mean, with Syria and keeping Assad in power, stopping the stuff going on with Syria, that's, you know, it's an interesting dynamic here, this chessboard, looking at the actions of Putin and the rhetoric and some of his, let's just say, his own kind of view of globalism and, you know, Eurasianism and that sort of thing. Almost a traditional kind of orthodox communism. People have been talking about this kind of a new version of Sovietism with a more strong position of the Orthodox Church. And look, I remember going way, way back and listening to people towards the end of the Soviet Union and all of that talking about how penetrated the Orthodox Church was by KGB, okay, and how completely controlled it is. Now think about the Catholic Church and its penetration by Zionist elements and its strange bedfellow relationship that it's always had with the CIA. Okay, Catholics in action, Catholic intelligence agency, all of the Jesuit kind of controlled guys like George Tenet and so forth and so on. There's been a lot of Roman Catholic, let's just say, heavy hitters in CIA. Now, they've got their Mormons and they got their Jews and other things too, but the Vatican Jesuit mob in Georgetown and so forth, State Department too, a lot of Jews, and there's a whole lot of Georgetown, let's just say, what do you call them, alumni and so forth and so on. So very, very interesting there, but with the Orthodox Church and Putin now kind of having their own network, and it's crossovers with the KGB. So Fox News took money and said nothing to its conservative viewers. Newsmax took money and said nothing to its conservative viewers. Okay, so in response to the FOIA request, HHS revealed that it purchased advertising from major news networks, including ABC, CBS, and NBC, as well as cable TV news stations, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, legacy media publications, New York Post. Oh, you're good conservative New York Post there. The LA Times and the Washington Post, and companies like BuzzFeed and Newsmax. Well, this is what everybody's been, they were scratching their heads. Like, wait a minute. Newsmax and frickin' Fox, they're, you know, I agree with them on so many of the other points, but they're just shills for the vaccine and warp speed. Well, guess what? They all got a whole lot of money from your government. Isn't that nice? We knew this was true. But now with Newsmax, because there was all that weird, weird stuff with people getting fired over there and people getting censored and all that stuff. And it really, the 2020 election stuff too, with election fraud and that sort of thing. Newsmax and Fox really fell into the line of the Uniparty, and they kind of kowtowed, just like they did with the vaccine, to the almost the Bill Barr, nothing to see here with the election fraud, move on along. And but they had some people that brought some stuff up, but then they got really shut down and so forth and so on. I mean, we all have goldfish memories. Well, not all of us, but I mean, I still remember these things playing out over the last couple of years, but I wish my memory was better. Almost everybody refused to report anything negative about the vaccines because they were paid to close their eyes. So that was a big story that broke, and it was just reinforcing things that we already had, let's just say, premonitions of and saw, let's just say, corroborating evidence around the periphery of all this. But that's just like another big bam. Look, FOIA requests. And it's like, hey, we gave out money to all your little conservative buddies, and they got all your conservatards lined up and jabbed up. And now a bunch of them, now, you know, there's still a good amount of people out here that haven't taken these shots. I personally know somebody that got their stuff forged just so they could move around in the area they live in. You know, I personally, I'm just going to stand on it. This is one of those hills that you got to stand on. And if they come down and they, you know, places I used to frequent, things of that nature, I don't do it anymore. I don't go. I was like, you think I'm going to show you some sort of little freaking passport that I've had my genetic sabotage injection for me to get in and listen to your little goofy music or whatever? It's not going to happen. I'm not dealing with it. So all the financial people saying that, you know, the sky's about to fall, and I mean, it looks like it. It sure looks like it. We've been talking about this for a long time, how far this can's been kicked down the road with printing money and, you know, all this stuff with these, you know, bundled up mortgages and toxic asset relief program. Remember TARP? Under W, and then the guys over there at the Treasury are threatening all these congressmen, saying we're going to have martial law unless you vote for this TARP program. Really crazy. So we're coming at the end of it, it looks like, and the next phase will start soon. We shall see you guys on the other side of the break. Incendiary Radio.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Xtendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Xtendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendivite may just be for you. Xtendivite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Chat rooms number 2, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiaryradio.chatango.com. And we'll plug Hooli's blog, WHOLIS blog.blogspot.com, commercial free, usually in the morning, if you want to spread that around to folks. So let's see. Mr. Producer, get clip 12 ready. Now, watch the language on this one, listeners. I mean, the guy's got kind of a potty mouth, but and I'm going to play a couple of these. And think about this. The embargo of Russian oils, this is up on Zero Hedge, spreads to Kazakhstan. Okay? All hell breaks loose on Russian oil embargo fears. Futures stocks plunge as oil soars to $139. Gold hits $2,000. So, these clowns, they shut down all our pipelines and went to war on domestic energy production, and then they got to start this crap with the Russians. And now you got all these people talk about, we're paying the Russians, buying their oil, while at the same time, they're using our money to beat up the poor Ukrainians. Okay. It's a lot more complicated story than this. Let's just go ahead and listen to clip 12.
But when the U.S. and the U.K. and NATO say that they're going into Libya or they're going into Syria or Afghanistan for their security, that is fucking bullshit. When you talk about national security, that means someone is on your doorstep, with weapons and trying to antagonize you. When you go to China, to the South China Sea, and create a military partnership and start giving Australia nuclear-powered submarines, you are antagonizing China. You are on China's doorstep, not China on your doorstep. When you go to Iran and you put aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf and bases and all these Arab Kingdom sellouts around Iran and encircle it, and you're in Afghanistan and you're in Iraq from the left and the right, the West and the East, and you've encircled Iran, you are the fucking threat to Iran, not the other way around. And when you're doing that shit to Russia, you are the motherfucking threat to Russia. Don't come here and try to reinvent geography, you prick. This is outrageous. Look at the fucking map. Just look at the map. This is a fact. The West broke its word. It's been threatening Russia ever since. And this whole crisis today could have been avoided. If you are coming to me and you're saying, Putin is insane. Putin is evil. Putin is the devil himself. Why the fuck then are you giving him all the ammunition and the arguments that he needs to go into Ukraine? Why did you hand him this ammunition? Why didn't you say, okay, we're not going to take in NATO. Okay, we're not going to put NATO troops on your border because we understand that you have security concerns and we're going to respect you. Why didn't you tell Ukraine to abide by the Minsk agreements? Why did you give Putin everything he wanted? If you're really so sure that he's just a greedy fucking psychopath and Russia is not a country with valid security concerns. This whole thing could have been avoided. I am so, so, so distraught and sick of these fucking two-faced motherfuckers who say nothing.
All right. And think about, you know, I've been thinking about this. And Mr. Producer, get clip one queued up. Biden appearing weak. Well, he's, you know, he's fucking weak, but while letting the China and Russia expand. Okay, so we know the short hairs that the Chinese got on Hunter and Joe and like a lot of money. Okay, but think about this. The Crimea that got annexed under Obama, he got caught on the hot mic about back in 2012 talking to Medvedev, and then their Uranium One deal goes down and all that. It's almost like we're appearing helpless and buffoonish, and we're letting, it's like this Alinskyite projection, like reverse psychology. You demonize Trump this for 4 years because of this collusion stuff. While they're colluded with Russia, and of course with China, everybody colludes with China. All the Republicans, the Romneys of the world, the Cheneys, and blah 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 blah, and you know, but everybody, but the whole thing with Russia. So you demonize Trump for this collusion, and now all these people. I mean, you set up the perfect psyop. Think about the MSNBC watching crowd and the CNN watching crowd. So you sat there and demonized Russia and Putin as Trump's little buddies for 4 years. So now they steal the election from Trump, okay, and they put in the neoliberal wing of the Uniparty. And so now they can push these operations in Ukraine way up on Russia's doorstep here and give them the, like this guy said, the ammunition, the argument to win the argument, saying, well, you guys are being aggressors on our border, you know, on our territory here. And Russia and the Ukraine, and Ukraine being ancient Russian homeland and all this stuff. It's, you know, this is like a multi-layered psychological and physical warfare operation that they play on those of us that fall into the knee-jerk surface dweller narrative. So let's go ahead and let's play clip one. This kind of piggybacks on 12. Go ahead and roll clip one.
My phone rang at 7:30 in the morning on the 24th of February. The dialer was my American friend from my high school days in the U.S. He was the last person I expected to call, especially at 7:30 in the morning. I knew immediately that the war has actually broken out. The beginning of the war did not surprise me. In fact, it's long overdue. What surprised me was the fact that he knew nothing about the suffering that the Russian Ukrainians had endured over the past 8 years. Let me get something straight. NATO promised that they wouldn't move an inch to the east. That was a lie. And now we are surrounded by an aggressive military alliance. NATO gladly bombed Yugoslavia under the pretenses of a potential genocide. Did they bomb just military installations? No. NATO destroyed schools, hospitals, bridges, cultural monuments, private businesses, and industrial plants. Did you forget about that? Did you forget about how NATO pumped money and weapons into Georgia right before Georgia bombarded Russian peacekeepers and civilians? Of course you did. Because your media doesn't want you to know. Did you forget how yet another territory was ripped away from Serbia? Do you not remember Kosovo? Did you protest then? I bet you didn't, and I bet you didn't even care. Did you forget the invasion of Libya? If you're in Europe, you can't forget. Thousands of migrants are your daily reminder of what your governments did to that country. Did you protest the illegal invasion of Syria by Turkey and the US? I bet you didn't. Do you care about Saudi Arabia starving Yemen? I bet you don't. Do you care, or did you care, about the illegal invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan under false pretenses? What, they aren't people to you? Why haven't you been vocal against the murder of children and civilians at Iraqi and Afghani weddings by American bombardment? Ah, that's right. They're brown people. They're probably worth less to you. Where were your crocodile tears when Kiev started bombarding Ukrainian Russians in the east simply for doing the exact same thing as the Ukrainians did in the west, was to get rid of a corrupt government? Where were your crocodile tears when Kiev shut off electricity and water to Crimea? Where was your save the Ukrainian people when 48 civilian anti-Maidan Ukrainian protesters were rounded into a union trade house and burned alive whilst those who tried to escape the fiery hell were beaten and shot? Do you by any chance know who the Madonna of Gorlovka is?
Okay, you can stop it there. So that's just a litany of things there, and it goes on. But a lot of people are reporting now. It's gotten out, and this kind of, you know, like a lot of people are watching a lot of different things. But this shelling of the Donbas by Ukrainian forces going back like 8 years now, constant shelling and so forth. Very, you know, and all we're hearing is Nazi this, Nazi that. Oh my gosh, it's been a couple weeks now. Denazification, you know. So here's what's crazy, and this is up on Breitbart. And then think about the whole Khazar returning to Khazaria theory and all that. That, you know, I started reading that stuff back from Tex Mars, 2014, 8 years ago. I started reading that in the last few weeks, and then other people like have written similar kind of articles over, you know, the last number of years. But think about this. Estimated 1.5 million plus Ukraine refugees now fleeing Russian invasion. All right. Now, this is written today. So you've got, think about how they do this. The attempt to clear out Syria for expansion of the Greater Israel Project in the Middle East. Now you've got the clearing out of over 1.5 million Ukrainians displaced by this. What's that good for? Oh, the creation of Khazaria 2.0. You see, you're clearing out the lands for these designs that people have. Well, we got to displace these people and send them elsewhere. So then, you know, we can... let's just say move into that area. You know, this is as old as a tactic as the day is long. Let's talk about Mr. Producer, get clip 5 ready. Now, this is on one of the BitChute channels I kind of follow, and I don't know what the date is. This was a Press TV report, But keep in mind that the phenomenon that was happening in Syria with some of these Turks, the same, let's say, phenomenon was going on there over the last couple of years. Go ahead and roll clip five.
Also in the news today, Ukrainian police have smashed an Israeli-run organ trafficking network. The ring illegally recruited organ donors to send their body parts to Israel. The network was run by an Israeli man who was arrested last month. It supplied human organs to people in Israel who had ordered them in advance. On Friday, Ukrainian authorities arrested a dozen people, most of them Israelis, for taking part in the scheme. The network, which mostly sought kidneys, paid as much as $10,000 per body part. The organs were then sold for over $200,000. Ukraine's Interior Ministry says most of the organ donors were impoverished young women. This is not the first time that reports have surfaced implicating Israelis in organ trafficking. Last year, a Swedish journalist published an article claiming that Israeli soldiers killed young Palestinians for their organs.
All right, you can stop that there. And so there was some very disturbing stuff that I saw allegedly coming out of Syria where they were harvesting organs from little Syrian kids. What I want to know is, if you're an Israeli, how is it kosher to get an organ from a goy? isn't that beneath you? But I guess anything to keep you alive and not having to move on to the next life is, I guess it's worth it, huh? These goys are expendable resources for the effendi masters. Get clip four queued up, Mr. Producer. This is a new, let's just say, a social networking site for, and it's based on Bitcoin, the crypto world. Isn't that a word? Interesting, crypto. Go ahead and roll clip four.
You've heard of cryptocurrency. Well, Israel has developed a new, untraceable, uncensored social media platform based on Bitcoin and crypto encoding. The same encryption that protects Bitcoin transactions protects the users' posts and comments. In the end times, something like this will be very valuable to protect people from governments. The platform is called Zion after Mount Zion and challenges the existing social media monopolies, just as Bitcoin challenges banks' monopolies over money. The platform creators said this about the unusual name: since antiquity, the term Zion has represented a utopia, a fortress, and a harmonious sanctuary of peace and refuge. End of quote. So keep that name Zion in mind. With the hard times that are coming, we all may need an untraceable social media way of connecting with each other in the very near future.
All right, you can stop it there. Remember Zion in the Matrix? That was a fortress. It was a sanctuary where all these people were basically hiding from the machines. And the machines were working their way to drill down and find Zion and so forth and so on. It's very, very interesting, isn't it? Mr. Producer, get clip three ready. Now, this is Greg Reese. Now, he says something here about Russia that I don't agree with, where he just says, well, they were just minding their own business. And while all this was going on, listen, Russia does not mind its own business. It is a superpower. Okay? China does not mind its own business. Any country in the world that has resources and a large military and as many natural resources under the ground that the Russians have, they cannot mind their own business due to the fact that there's a bunch of throat-slitting killers that they're up against in this world, if they're up against them. I'm not saying that Putin is not part of the World Economic Forum Young Leaders Gang, and he's, you know, balls deep in the global government, communist international, utopian vision for the world, okay? But even if, let's say, Putin was 100% just a nationalist leader, a good Orthodox Christian boy that's completely altruistic and benevolent and so forth and so on, you would have to, let's just say, have to have some ruthless tendencies due to the fact of the crooks all around you in your own country, and then all the crooks around you in these other countries, especially the Uniparty running the United States, this gang of rogue criminals that have been in charge of this country for a long, long time. I mean, the ruthlessness where these people can whine about free speech in another country while they do everything they can to smash it here in our own country, even though we've got the First Amendment. I mean, the duplicity, the 2, 3, 4, 5 facetness of the people running the United States, and the chutzpah, to use a Jewish word, of these people. I mean, it's off the charts. They're sitting there whining about Russia taking down Facebook or other people. Remember, Twitter was whining a while back about other countries stopping Twitter because of their crap. Oh, free speech! And then the Twitter took the president of the United States off. I mean, this is the balls these people have. It's just hilarious. I mean, it's sick, and it's. I mean, they deserve to be, you know, all be lined up and tried for treason and, you know, what happens next. But at the same time, it's just the level of idiocracy and the level of duplicity is just, I don't know if it's ever been where it is now. But back to it. Let's listen to the Greg Reese report, clip 3. Go ahead.
For years now, Russia has made verifiable claims that the U.S. is running secret biological weapons labs around their borders. And while Western media now claims this to be misinformation, back in 2013, they reported on it. While the United States and Murder Incorporated have been waging illegal wars all across the world in the name of democracy, Russia has been quietly selling energy and minding their own business. And according to National Geographic, this was the reason why the Pentagon was building these bioweapons labs in the first place, because Russia was entirely quiet on the subject, and the U.S. wanted to get ahead of them. The initial biolab in Kazakhstan was built by the U.S. for $100 million to store high-risk diseases such as plague and anthrax, and was hoping to attract scientists who might otherwise create biological weapons of mass destruction for someone else, in order to keep the world safe. The U.S. has since built several labs in Kazakhstan. Most recently, a biosafety level 4 lab to be completed in early 2022. As early as 2004, the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency, DTRA, began creating a network of biolabs for infectious diseases in Uzbekistan. And within a few years after operations began, outbreaks of unknown diseases were reported in the same areas as the labs. In Georgia, leaked documents show that the U.S. Embassy has been transporting deadly pathogens and human blood as diplomatic cargo, in a scheme where private U.S. contractors working for 3 different U.S. biolabs have been given diplomatic immunity to do so. Shortly after Russia invaded Ukraine, At War Clandestine released a video with maps of U.S. biolabs matching up with maps of the recent attack, suggesting that Russia was securing these top-secret biolabs. Western media claims this is false, but fails to debunk it. And once the video goes viral, the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine is caught deleting evidence of these labs from their website. But not before an independent journalist was able to copy documents showing 11 Ukrainian biolabs funded by the Pentagon. The Russian embassy to Bosnia has accused the U.S. of filling Ukraine with biolabs, which were very possibly used to study methods for destroying the Russian people at the genetic level. And we now know that these so-called mRNA vaccines are destroying people at the genetic level. We now officially know that COVID-19 is a man-made bioweapon. We know that it was funded by elements of the NIH and Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance. We know that it was made in Wuhan, China. And so, what isn't threatening about the U.S. encircling Russia with top-secret biolabs? And who on earth thinks it's a coincidence that everyone involved in the United Nations Great Reset are now the Ukraine's greatest allies of all time? The mercenaries and war profiteers in America are getting excited about making short-term profits off the dead. But the only ones who will benefit from this war are the crooks at the top who have been caught committing the most heinous crime against humanity in all of recorded history. And the only righteous way out of this is to hold these crooks accountable. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right. So you get the Kazakhstan thing in there. So you've got nuclear weapons facilities on the border, and they're about to nuke the Russians. Now you got I reported on the bioweapons things last week, and it's just growing faster and faster, the narrative. Now you got DITRA. Remember, I was kind of looking into DITRA when Robert Malone talked about it on the Joe Rogan podcast. I covered that weeks ago. Defense Threat Reduction Assessment. And them, Pentagon running these bioweapons labs, allegedly, over there in the Ukraine. But according to X-22 and all the Q people, the military's going to save us. Well, I mean, the military's a big organization, and then there's the possibility of white hats and black hats existing under the same roof is very high. We shall see. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.